Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
America's gay. Eric Fanny. America's gay. South Harmony. South America's gay. This is America's gay. Now, South Harmony's everything that changed. The change. That war to make you open your brain. Open your brain. Eric Fanny is here, so remember the name. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint that I know they gon' copy. South Harmony intros always go the hardest. Cause this is America's game.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into America's Game, episode 121 on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hopefully you're enjoying your time with your families. Hopefully these football games that are going to be happening are good ones this Thanksgiving for us. So hopefully we score a lot of fantasy points, all that good stuff this week. So appreciate everybody for tapping in. If you're driving somewhere, you're heading over to your families, in-laws, whoever. Just enjoy the day, man. Enjoy your family, being around your family. Family is super important. So, yeah, make sure you guys appreciate the time you got with them today. If you've got any differences, settle them, Have a better year, all that good stuff. And, enjoy some football, man, some good food and all that stuff, too. So appreciate you guys for spending your Thanksgiving with me and joining me on episode 121 here. And it's going to be another solo episode. a lot of people out of town and stuff like that. So we're just going to do a solo one again this week. And I kind of wanted to go off an idea a friend gave me and kind of just go through all the depth charts a little bit again and just tell people who would you trade a first for going forward. And kind of, we got the trade deadlines coming up here. This is week 13. Week 14 is usually the last week before your playoffs start in your leagues. Week 15, 16, 17 are the playoffs for most leagues. Some leagues don't have trade deadlines. Some leagues do. I have to say most of the ones I play in do. And, right before that week 15 game there is trade deadlines. So kind of want to just go through each depth chart here and kind of make this, a not too long episode, but kind of just go through here and talk about the guys that I would trade my 2026 first for going forward for the rest of the season. So let's go ahead. We'll get into that. We're going to start Buffalo Bills here. So obviously Josh Allen's the first one on the list. That's going to require multiple firsts. I mean, that's, you're probably looking at three firsts plus, another player or something like that. So Josh Allen, obviously, definitely worth the first. Running back, James Cook. I would definitely trade my 2026 first for James Cook. Would definitely be on that. I honestly, it's probably going to cost you a tiny bit more, like a first and a second, or a first and a player that's worth a second kind of value for James Cook. So James Cook, yes, I think I would go ahead and do that one as well. And then kind of looking here, too, at Buffalo's remaining schedule. So for Buffalo here, after this Pittsburgh game this week, they get Cincinnati at home. Fantastic matchup. Then they go on the road to New England for the start of the playoffs here, at Cleveland, and then Philadelphia. So honestly, it's a really tough schedule there for James Cook. New England's been really good against running backs. Cleveland has been fantastic, and Philly has been great against running back. So honestly, now kind of looking at it, James Cook might be the guy you want to trade if you can. If you can get that big haul, because it is James Cook, and maybe tear down off to somebody else we talk about here, that might be the pivot here, because that is a brutal schedule. New England, Cleveland, Philly for the last 3 weeks there. So, yeah, that's a rough one for James Cook. But I still think he's worth at least the first. If somebody's just going to give him to you for a 26 first, I do that all day, because for dynasty purposes, he's going to be worth it. Wide receiver-wise, I don't think I'm paying a first for any guys. And the only one that would even be close is Khalil Shakir. And still, like, other than that Cincinnati matchup, all those other matchups aren't that great either. And it's not like Khalil Shakir is killing it. So, yeah, nobody there. And then tight end Dalton Kincaid, especially with the injuries, the hamstring injuries, he's not worth a first to me right now. Even though he's played pretty well when he has been in there, that hamstring injury, he pulls it one more time and he's done for another 3 or 4 weeks. So yeah, I can't do it there on Dalton Kincaid. All right, let's go to the next team here. We're going to look at the Miami Dolphins. Probably not many guys here, to be honest. I'm not trading a first for Tua. Devin Achane, that's definitely a guy that you're going to want to trade multiple players for. Kind of similar vein as James Cook for me, that I was talking about, a first and a second. Could somebody say two first? I think it's possible, but I wouldn't pay that personally. I would be willing to do my 26 first and a 27 second for Devin Achane. And let's take a look at Achane's schedule here. So this week he's getting New Orleans. Great matchup. He's at the New York Jets. That's been a great matchup for people. And then the fantasy playoffs at Pittsburgh. That's, you know, they're a tougher matchup, but I think he can still get them. And then he gets two home games, Cincinnati, who is obviously terrible, and then Tampa Bay. So two really good matchups there for Devin Achane. So Achane might be the one guy, hey, I want to make that play. I want to give up my first and my second. I would do it. Jaylen Waddle. So obviously we looked at those matchups there. The Jets, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. Those are some pretty good matchups for Waddle. And Waddle has been getting hyper-targeted every single week that he's been out there. Somebody wants to, give him to you for your 26 first, I go ahead and do it. I press the button on Jaylen Waddle. If they want, you know, a little extra, a third, or a player that's like a third, you know, they want your Jarquez Hunter, your Trevor Etienne as a throw-in, a Colby Parkinson, I don't know, just some names that are coming to my head that for a throw-in, go ahead and do it for sure. No other receivers. Tight end, so Darren Waller is coming back, or his practice window was at least activated today. So I'm not trading a first for Darren Waller, but I just wanted to mention it out there that, hey, if Darren Waller happens to be out there on your waivers, I might be worth a pickup here for the end of the season. So nobody else there on Miami for the rest of the season. Let's kick it over to New England. So Drake May, obviously, he's not up there with the Josh Allen tier yet, but he...
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
He's definitely worth two first and probably a second. You know, I don't think he's worth the three first, but two first and a second, I think, is more than fair for Drake May right now. The way he's been playing, the way that he's ascending right now. Travion Henderson, definitely worth a first, and he's probably worth a little more, to be honest, right now. The way that he's been playing, he's been coming on, finally, you know, hitting his stride here in the NFL. I would be willing to give up a first and a second for Travion Henderson right now. So, and another thing, too, is if you are a team that is going to be picking, you know, the 110, the 111, the 112, this is kind of what I'm looking to do, you know, to kind of solidify my team there. If I'm sitting at that 107, 106 range, got to pause a little bit and kind of think, is my team really worth it to go ahead and make this run that I'm about to try and make here? If you think your team is doing that, like you had a bunch of injuries early on and now your team is starting to move on here and you're starting to get better and better as the season goes on, then yeah, you can evaluate that. So wide receivers, I think Stephon Diggs is too inconsistent for me and too old to try and get that 27 or 26 first from me. 2 seconds, I think that's more than fair for Stephon Diggs right now, the way that he's been playing this year. But giving up a first to get him, I think I would rather have somebody more consistent for me than Stephon Diggs. So I would not do it for him. And then Hunter Henry, I'm not giving up a first for Hunter Henry either. Okay, let's take a look at the New York Jets now. So with the New York Jets, obviously we have Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, whatever they decide to do the rest of the season. None of those guys are worth a first. Breece Hall, that's a very interesting one. He has had some games this year where he's been really solid and then some bad games. But let's take a look at his schedule the rest of the way. So starting this week for the Jets, they get Atlanta this week at home. So that's a pretty decent matchup for Breece Hall. Then he goes to Miami. Miami's defense, believe it or not, has been pretty solid lately. So that might be a little bit of a tougher matchup for Breece Hall, but still solid matchup. At Jacksonville, Jacksonville's run D has been middle of the pack, so it's a gettable matchup. Then he's at New Orleans. New Orleans defense has not been the same this year, so that's a pretty good one. And then championship game, week 17 against the Patriots, probably not a great spot for Breece Hall, but it's not bad. I think whatever the Jets decide to do, they might fire Aaron Glenn at the end of the season and redo this whole thing again. It's very possible. I don't know if it's likely, but it is possible. You know, they still have Braylon Allen coming back. If you're, I would say the late first, I would probably do it. You know, that 111, that 112 range. But if I'm like that 107, 108 range, probably not. But if I got that late first, I know it's going to be a 111, 112 range. I think I'd be okay with Breece because I think he'll give you enough value for next year too, even with Isaiah Davis and Braylon Allen back and all that, to where he should still be solid. That offensive line is still really good, really young. You know, they've had some injuries and stuff, but, you know, that'll get a little bit better too. Hopefully they get a quarterback this time too. So, yeah, I think I would be willing to do that for Breece Hall. Wide receivers, other than Garrett Wilson, there's no receivers on here on this team that I would trade a first for. For Garrett Wilson, I mean, that's not the guy I'm buying for a first right now, obviously, because he's on IR. So I would probably just pass on Garrett Wilson. And then tight end, Mason Taylor. Mason Taylor is a very young player. I think he still needs to develop some more. He's a very solid tight end for sure, but definitely not worth a first at the moment. All right, let's go into the Baltimore Ravens here. So Baltimore scheduled the remaining games. Cincinnati this week, Thanksgiving night, when you're listening to this. Then they get Pittsburgh at home. Then they get at Cincinnati again. So they're playing Cincinnati 2 weeks in a row pretty close here. That's perfect because we need some Lamar Jackson against Cincinnati. New England at home in week 16 and then at Green Bay week 17. So two tougher matchups there to end the season there for the Ravens. So obviously Lamar Jackson, he's up there with Josh Allen for me. Three first plus a second. You know, he's probably worth that for me in a super flex league. Derrick Henry for a first. That's just a guy. He's been so damn good, and this is the time where he shines is these last couple weeks. If I'm the 111, I'm the 112, I'm pressing the button on Derrick Henry. I will give up that 26 first for Derrick Henry. Wide receiver, I think Zay Flowers has been very consistent this year. He's like the only consistent receiver on this team. I would definitely go ahead and press the first on Zay Flowers, and kind of like Jalen Waddle, if they want like an extra third or an extra player that's equivalent to a third, I would go ahead and do it for Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews, though, I don't think he's too inconsistent for me. I'm not pressing the first round pick on him. No thanks. Next team up here we're going to look at is the Cincinnati Bengals with Joseph Burrow back. So let's look at the Ravens or the Bengals schedule here. So obviously Thanksgiving night here, they're playing Baltimore. Then they go at Buffalo. You know, that should be a tougher matchup, but not entirely terrible. Baltimore again at home, at Miami, which would be a good weather game, and then Arizona at home. So pretty solid schedule there to end the season. So obviously Joe Burrow, he's worth two firsts for me still. I would pay the two firsts for Joe Burrow. He's right up there with Drake May. So if they wanted like two firsts and a second, I think I'd be willing to pay that for Joe Burrow. Running back, Chase Brown, he's been very solid the last month. This is one I am just a little weary of because he's been inconsistent this year. Finally started to pick up here lately. I just don't know if next year, like, and the Bengals have so many holes that they probably can't do it to where maybe another running back comes in here. But yeah, he's probably right there, like with the Derrick Henry of the world. You know, 111, 112, I'm okay doing that for Chase Brown. I just caution a little bit going forward that they don't bring somebody else in here to kind of spell Chase Brown a little bit. Wide receiver, Jamar Chase. He's easily worth multiple firsts. So, yeah. T. Higgins out this week of the concussion, and then he should be okay coming back from next week. I'd be okay trading for T. Higgins for a first, but I'm going to wait until after this Baltimore game on Thanksgiving. I'm going to wait to see on that one. But, yeah, I think T. Higgins going forward for the rest of his career, definitely worth a first in on that. So I'll do it for him. And then tight end, there's no tight ends on this team that I want to trade a first for. Let's go over the Cleveland Browns now. Obviously no quarterbacks. I mean, honestly, the only person on this team that's worth a first is Quinshon Judkins. He's in the Travion range for me. I give up a first and a second for Quinshon Judkins if I'm making the run. Other than that, I'm not looking at anybody there. Let's take a look at the Browns schedule real quick going forward. So this week they get the 49ers. 49ers defense has been beat up pretty good, especially up the middle. So that's not a tough matchup for me. 10 Tennessee, great matchup for Quinshon right before the playoffs start. Then his playoff matchups, he's at the Chicago Bears. That's going to be a game where he should be able to run the ball a little bit here. Buffalo has been getting torched, against running backs lately. So that's a good matchup. And then the week 17 at home against Pittsburgh. So that's another one that it's a little tougher matchup, but I don't mind it. Judkins has a nice little schedule here to end the season. Now let's go back to the Pittsburgh Steelers now. So, I'm not paying a first for any of the quarterbacks, not paying a first for Aaron Rodgers. Jaylen Warren. He's been pretty consistent this year. He did get a contract extension, so he will be back. Caleb Johnson really hasn't taken any of his role. Gainwell has done pretty good, though. I would say I don't think I would pay a first for Jaylen Warren, though. That's not the type of player that he's just one guy he can get easily replaced by somebody. Like, if Caleb Johnson finally figures it out, like, he might just sap all of Jaylen Warren's rushing value. That's not a guy I want to pay a first for. He's probably like I talked about with Stephon Diggs. I'll give up 2 seconds for him, but I'm not going to give up a first for Jaylen Warren. wide receiver, DK Metcalf would be the only player that I'm considering a first for. But honestly, like with Rodgers' injury right now and like Metcalf, like just the way this offense operates, that's not a guy I want to pay a first for. Like he's not getting hyper targeted like I thought he would. Like he should be, honestly. This team has no fucking wide receivers at all. How this guy is not getting 10 plus targets a game, I will never know. But there's no world where DK Metcalf shouldn't be getting 10 plus targets on this team. Like I could understand if he has in back in Seattle and he had JSN and Cooper Kupp and Shaheed, like, okay, I can understand that. But he's going against Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin, Scotty fucking Miller, Ben Skowronek. Like, what are we doing here? Like, how is this guy not getting 10, 12 targets a game? But he's not, so I'm not trading a first for him. He's 2 seconds, okay, but not a first. Tight ends, yeah, the tight ends are a complete fucking shit show here. I'm not trading a first for any of those guys. Let's go over to the Houston Texans now. So CJ Stroud still hasn't cleared concussion protocol as of Wednesday evening here. And looking at CJ Stroud, just how he's been playing, I would trade my 26 first for CJ Stroud. I will say that. 27 first, though? I don't think I would. 26 first, yes. 27, no. I'm not giving up much more than that for CJ Stroud right now. Like, he has just not been playing good this year again. Obviously, it's a lot of offensive line problems and stuff. I still believe in the talent of the player, but he's more of, you know, he's not a top 12 fantasy quarterback. He's just not. So if somebody's willing to just trade the 26 first for him, sure. But other than that, no. Woody Marks, the starting running back now for the Texans. I'm not giving up a first for Woody Marks. That's another guy who could just easily get replaced. Plus, Joe Mixon could come back and, you know, take over this backfield again next year. So, yeah, no thanks on Woody Marks. Wide receivers, obviously Nico Collins. He is worth, I'd say Nico is worth a first and a second for sure. Giving up two firsts for Nico, I don't know if I love that, but a first and a second, I think I would feel more comfortable with on giving up for Nico Collins. And let's look at his playoff matchups the rest of the way here for Houston. So for Houston, he has this week at Indianapolis, probably going to get Sauce Gardner a lot, not great. At Kansas City, that's probably a tougher matchup too, but not entirely like oh, man, I got to sit Nico Collins against Kansas City. And then his playoff matchups. He goes to Arizona at home. So in the dome against Arizona, sign me up. Vegas at home in the dome, sign me up. And then he goes on the road to the Chargers in another dome. So 3 dome games for Houston to end the year here. Yeah, sign me up for some Nico Collins the rest of the way. And then tight end Dalton Schultz has had a lot better season than I thought he would. Still not paying a first for him. Indianapolis Colts. So Daniel Jones, this is a very interesting one. I would be willing to bet they are going to go ahead and re-sign him, and they're going to give him a pretty solid deal, I would think. You know, he's going to probably make over $100 million on his next deal with the Colts here. I would be willing to do a 26 first for him. And, I mean, would I rather have him or C.J. Stroud? That's the question. I probably would rather have Stroud, but it's not that far off. So, yeah, if I said a first for Stroud, yes, I would do it for Daniel Jones. If I have to kick in somebody else because he's playing right now, he's playing decent, like if they want a 2/3 or something like that or a third and a player, I would be willing to do that, yeah. First and a second, or like a 27 second, that's a little tough. That's a little tough for me. But I, like 2/3, I would maybe pivot to that, or a third and a player, something like that. Jonathan Taylor, absolutely, he's worth 2 firsts right now. Easy for me. Michael Pittman Jr., I think he's worth a first. He's been really consistent this year for me. So if I'm a 111, 112, I think I would do it. Like, he'd be a little bit better than DK Metcalf for me, that we just talked about. Yeah, better than Stephon Diggs for me. So, yeah, Michael Pittman Jr., I would. None of the other receivers, though, I would. Tyler Warren, he's definitely worth a first plus. I'm not giving up two firsts for a tight end, but if somebody wanted a first and a second for Tyler Warren, I would do that. I think that's fair for Tyler Warren, and you get him the rest of his career. Yeah, I would do that for Tyler Warren. Let's look at their schedule, too, real quick. So Houston this week at home, at Jacksonville, really solid matchup there. At Seattle to open the playoffs, that could be a tougher matchup. San Francisco at home, Jacksonville at home. So, yeah, pretty decent schedule there for the Colts to end up on the season. Let's look at Jacksonville now. We'll look at their schedule, too, real quick. So they get at Tennessee this week. Hell yeah, sign me up. Indy on the at home, the Jets at home to open the playoffs, at Denver, at Indy to end the season. So that at Denver one is a little rough for me. Quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, he's probably worth one single first for me. Like I talked about with CJ Stroud, I just can't trust Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't improved under their head coach this year, you know, Liam Cohen, like we all thought he would. He hasn't improved. Like, it's the same old kind of Trevor Lawrence for me. Like, maybe he's improved 10%, 5%, but not a lot. So, I'd be willing to do a late first for Lawrence. You know, if they want a third, okay, I'll kick it in, but that's about it for me. Running back Travis Etienne. With Tootin there, too, kind of sucking up some carries. You know, just kind of looking at this schedule to end the year. You know, the Denver game, Indy, Jets. He's right on that fringe there for me. Like, if that's the best you can do, then I probably would be willing to give up my 111, 112 for ETN. There's no guarantee that he's back there next year either, so he could be moving on to somebody. We'll see. But, yeah, that's probably the most I'm willing to do for ETN. Wide receiver-wise, Brian Thomas Jr. I would definitely give up my 26 first for Brian Thomas Jr. Giving up much more than that, like people were valuing before the season, he's probably worth two firsts at that point. Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it. Even like just it's just with Trevor Lawrence, there's just no consistency at all this year. I'd be willing to buy for a first and a second on Brian Thomas Jr., but that's probably about it for me right now. I'd be willing to do a first and a second. I still believe in that talent. Tight end, yeah, Brenton Strange. I wouldn't do it for Brenton Strange. Tennessee Titans. This would be a fast one. Cam Ward would be the only guy that's worth a first to me. I'd pay my 26 first for Cam Ward, but they're going to have to get more weapons for him. They're going to have to get a better offensive line. Obviously, a new head coach, new regime is going to be in there, new scheme, all that stuff. So Cam Ward would be the only guy on the Titans I'm willing to give up a first-round pick for. But it's not somebody I'm really counting on for the rest of this year, so... let's go over now to the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix. Bo Nix, I would give up a first for, but I would say before the season, I probably would have gave you a first, maybe two firsts for Bo Nix. He was kind of right there with the Drake May range. This year, he's taken a step back a little bit. He hasn't been super consistent, even though they're, whatever they are, 9-2. I would be willing to do a first and a second for Bo Nix. That's probably about the highest I would be willing to go. He's right up there with the CJ Strouds and Daniel Jones, all that stuff. He's fallen to that range, probably a little bit above that range. So I'd be willing to give up a first and probably a second. Let's take a look at Bo Nix's schedule from here on out. So he has at Washington this week, very good matchup. At Vegas, fantastic matchup. Then the fantasy playoffs, he gets Green Bay at home. Not entirely terrible matchup, but probably not a great one. Jacksonville at home, pretty decent matchup there. I like that. And then he finishes the year at Kansas City, which definitely could be a shootout type game or another one of these 16-10 games like they just played against him. So, yeah, not a very favorable schedule for Bo Nix going forward. RJ Harvey probably starts the rest of the season as the starting running back for this team. I'd be willing to give up my 26 first for RJ Harvey. I don't think he's on the Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins range that we talked about earlier, where I'm giving up a first and a second. I'd give him a first and a third, but that's probably about it for RJ Harvey for me. Courtland Sutton, he is probably slightly ahead of like Stephon Diggs that I talked about earlier, the DK Metcalf I talked about earlier where it was 2 seconds. I think I'd be willing to do my 111, 112 for Sutton. I'm not doing like a 107, 108 for Courtland Sutton, but 111, 112, I think I would be willing to do that for Courtland Sutton for the rest of the season. Troy Franklin, I probably wouldn't do either. And then obviously no tight ends on this team. That's worth a fuck. All right, let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs here. Patrick Mahomes, obviously he's worth 2 first at easy. You know, somebody, you know, two first and a third. I think that's fine for Patrick Mahomes. No running backs on this team are worth a first. Wide receivers, Rashee Rice is definitely worth a first and a second for me. The way he's been playing, his, you know, expected stuff that he's going to do in the future, I would definitely give up a first and a second for Rashee Rice. Xavier Worthy has not been consistent this year. It just hasn't. And a lot of it has to do with the injuries. I think I'd be willing to do a 111, 112 for Xavier Worthy, but it would take... Oh, man, it would take like a certain team to do it on. And the way that I kind of, I'm thinking about it in my head is like, is it a big play league? That kind of thing. Is it somebody that I'm not necessarily needing the rest of the year, but if you're giving up a first, you're needing that guy the rest of the year. So it's kind of a contradictory statement, but I still believe in the talent of Worthy. I just don't know if he's going to be able to hit it the rest of the season just because it's been so inconsistent. So the rest of the way, they got Dallas here on Thanksgiving Day, Houston at home, the Chargers, Tennessee, Denver. The Denver game I don't love, but those other games are all doable. Well, Houston's a tough game too. So two tough games, you know, 3 good ones if you're counting the Dallas game here too, I'm hoping. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough on there, on Worthy. That's like right on the borderline. Travis Kelce. Man. I can't do it for a first. Like, I think there's other tight ends I can acquire for a first that, you know, going forward in the rest of their career that I can count on more. I just can't do it for Kelce for a first. So, if I'm a tight end away, I mean, there's some teams out there that have Kelce that aren't making the playoffs that you could probably get a single second for, a second and a third, and it gets it done. So, yeah, I'm not giving up a first for Kelce. Vegas, another team that probably not much here. I'm not doing a first for Geno Smith. Ashton Jeanty, I would still do a first and a second for Ashton Jeanty, but I bet you whoever has him is going to want a lot more than that. Wide receivers, there isn't one. And then Brock Bowers, obviously, he's probably one of the exceptions. He's probably worth a first and a second for me. People are going to want 2 firsts for Brock Bowers. I can't do that. I think a first and a second. If I knew he had a way better quarterback that was more consistent, sure. But yeah, first and a second would probably be my max on Brock Bowers. All right, let's move on to the LA Chargers here. So the Chargers the rest of the way. Let's look at their schedule. So off of the bye here, they get Vegas at home, Philadelphia at home, then their fancy playoffs at Kansas City, at Dallas, Houston. That's a pretty tough schedule there for the Chargers for their playoffs. Kansas City, Dallas, you know, as much as we've made fun of the Dallas defense this year, their trades they made and, you know, guys coming back from injuries, they're starting to become middle of the pack at least. They're not the pushover defense anymore. And Houston arguably could be one of the top 3 defenses in the league right now. So, excuse me. So that's a tough one for me. Herbert is still worth 2 firsts for me. Probably 2 firsts and a second, something like that for Justin Herbert. Marion Hampton, when he comes back, he's probably worth a little more than a first. He's probably worth a first and a second, kind of like we valued Judkins and Travion. But can you trust that the rest of the season with that tough schedule and him coming off a pretty, you know, major injury? I think I would wait on that one, or I pursue somebody else other than O'Marrion Hampton. wide receivers here. I think McConkey would be the only one I'd give a first for. He's probably worth a first and a second for me. But Keenan Allen, Quentin Johnston, I can't do a first for those guys. Aronde Gadsden's very interesting. We've seen people trade the first for him already. Has he been worth it ever since? No. A second and a third? Okay, I'll do that. 2 seconds? That's tough for me even, too. You know, I would probably try to lean the second and a third or second and a player for a Gadsden. I'd feel more comfortable on that for Gadsden right now. All right, let's go over now to the Dallas Cowboys for the NFC. So we'll hit the NFC side here. Quarterback Dak Prescott, he's worth 2 firsts for me right now. Easy. So Dak Prescott, 2 firsts. Javonte Williams. Let's take a look at the Dallas schedule the rest of the way. So, obviously, they get to Kansas City here Thanksgiving Day. That should be it's a tougher matchup. Kansas City's really good against the run. At Detroit, they've been pretty solid against the run, too, but I still like that in the dome. Yeah, give me Javonte in that game. They have Minnesota at home. Minnesota has not been great this year, so I like that one. The Chargers at home, another good one. And then at Washington, which has been a really good matchup. So, yeah, I like Javonte the rest of the season. I'm willing to bet that they sign him again and he starts rolling. I would trade 110, a 111, a 112 for Javonte Williams for the rest of the season. I think I feel pretty confident in that. Because any of their other running backs, Malik Davis, Jaden Blue, they ain't playing. They're fucking garbage. So it's the Javonte Williams show as long as he's healthy the rest of the way. Wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb. You could argue it's tough to say anybody's worth 3 firsts, but he's worth 2 firsts and a second for me, at least. George Pickens, he's probably worth a first and a second, probably more at this point. First, second, and a third. Probably for George Pickens, the way he's playing, you're hoping he re-signs here with Dallas as well. George Pickens, I would definitely pay it for. Jake Ferguson, that's an interesting one. Let's look at their schedule here a little bit again. Well, we looked at it, but it's not terrible. Going the rest of the way. It's just with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb ahead of him, his numbers have come back. If there's an injury there, hell yeah, I'm all in. But with him being the third option here, 2 seconds would probably be my max on Jake Ferguson. All right, let's take a look at the New York Giants. Jackson Dart, love Jackson Dart. He's worth 2 firsts for me. Running backs here, Tyrone Tracy. No, he's not worth a first. Wide receivers, as good as Wandale Robinson's been playing, I don't think he's worth a first. Probably a second and a third for Wandale, I think is fair. And then, yeah, Theo Johnson, not worth a first for me. Philadelphia Eagles, let's look at their schedule here the rest of the way. So, Chicago here on the Black Friday game. At the Chargers, not a terrible matchup. Then Vegas at home to open the playoffs. Ooh, give me that all day. At Washington, love that one too, because Washington's defense has been pretty shitty. And then at Buffalo at the end of the year is not a terrible matchup either, and that could be one of the higher scoring games of the week that week, as long as the weather holds up. So, yeah, I like this for the Eagles going forward. Jalen Hurts has definitely come down in my mind. He's probably still worth a first. He's probably worth 2 firsts in a super flex, but that's probably about the max I'm willing to go on Jalen Hurts. If somebody wants more than 2 firsts for Jalen Hurts, yeah, they can keep him. Running back Saquon Barkley hasn't had the fantastic season that he had last year, but he's still worth a first to me, probably a first and a second. So I'd be willing to do that for Barkley. Wide receiver A.J. Brown, like he's gotten better this year. That's a guy I can't pay the first for. I've sold him for a first, thank God, but I'm not the one that's going to pay the first. No way. It's Devontae Smith has been better than him this year. Devontae Smith, though, I don't mind it. I think I would do a 26 first, a late one for Devontae Smith. I think that's fair. Dallas Goedert, no thanks. I wouldn't do a first. Like, I know he's had a lot of touchdowns this year, but with their injuries, he's going to be in blocking a lot more. If you listen to the Start Sit show, people are asking about that. Do I start Goedert this week? Goedert. And everyone was all in on Goedert. I said no. I'm not doing that. So, because he was going to be in the block a lot more, and he was, and the people were asking Hunter Henry or him. I said Hunter Henry, and Hunter Henry smashed. So, yeah, no thanks on Dallas Goedert. Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels obviously is worth multiple first, but I'm not paying that for him right now. You're not paying that for Mariota. None of the running backs on this team are worth a first. Is Debo worth a first? Ooh, that's a good one. That is a really good one. I think I would be... Oh, man. Let's look at their schedule. How about that? Let's start there. So they get Denver this week. Tough matchup. At Minnesota. Decent matchup indoors. I like that. At the Giants to open the fantasy playoffs. Philadelphia and Dallas. So, yeah. All the division matchups there for Washington to end the year. Ooh. I'm going to say Debo is probably in the 2 seconds range that like DK and Diggs were in for me earlier. I think that's fair. And I'm going to put McLaurin in the same vein for me, especially with Mariota in there. If it was Jaden Daniels, I might have a different opinion. But with Mariota in there, I think only 2 seconds would be the most I'd be willing to go for those guys. And then Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz has been very consistent. If you just need a guy that's going to get you 10 points a week in a tight end premium, it's Zach Ertz all day. But I'm not going to pay the first one. But I'd be willing to pay a second for Zach Ertz. If that one piece I need is a tight end, hell yeah. Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams. He's definitely worth a first. I will say that. Is he worth 2 firsts? I think that's debatable. He probably is... But that's like the absolute max. I am not giving you a dime more. I want to do a first and a second and maybe another smaller piece. That's what I would want to do for Caleb if I'm doing that deal. Running backs. So Swift and Menagnai. Chicago here. Let's look at their matchups here. So at Philly, at Green Bay, Cleveland, Green Bay. I mean, at San Francisco, that's a brutal fucking schedule for the Bears. Coming up here. I'm not doing a first for either of those running backs right now. And they're splitting work. No thanks. Roma Dunze. He's probably worth a first, yes. Is he going to be consistent enough for you the rest of the season to be worth that first? That is the question. I don't think he's going to be. I'm sitting him in some leagues this week where I have a couple better options. Against Philadelphia. Philadelphia has been really good, especially if he gets the Quinyon Mitchell treatment. Yeah, that's a rough one. So he is worth a first. Do I want to pay that for him to be my guy the rest of the season? No, I can't do it. DJ Moore, Luther Burden, I'm not paying a first for those guys. And Colson Loveland. I don't think he's not at the Tyler Warren price of a first and a second. If you guys have listened to my podcast and listened to, my takes on Colson Loveland, I really like the guy. I like him a lot. I think I'd be willing to pay the first for Colson Loveland. Now, is that a guy that's going to smash for the rest of the season for me and I'm going to count on him? I don't know about that, but I think he could give you what Zach Ertz does weekly. So, yeah, I think I would pay the first for Colson Loveland going forward. Let's go to the Detroit Lions. Let's take a look at the Lions schedule the rest of the way. Let's see here. Detroit. So we have Green Bay, obviously, Thanksgiving Day game. Then they get the Dallas Cowboys at home at the LA Rams to start the playoffs. That's not great, but at least it's indoors. Pittsburgh at home. That's a good one. So in the dome, and then at Minnesota. So they are in the dome the rest of the season. So from week 13 to week, 17 that we care about, they are in the dome here. So that's nice for Detroit players. Like that a lot. Jared Goff, he's definitely worth a first. Is he worth a first and a second? Yeah, I would say so. If I said Trevor Lawrence and those guys earlier, yeah, I think a first and a second for Goff for the rest of the way is fair. Gibbs, obviously, he's worth two first and probably a second. Like, he's one of the top players in the league. Amazing player. David Montgomery, no thanks. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's right up there with the CD Lambs of the world. I would pay two first for Amon-Ra. J-Mo, too inconsistent for me. I'm not paying the first. I would pay the 2 seconds, but I'm not paying a first. And then obviously their tight ends are cooked right now. Brock Wright is out for this Thanksgiving game. Ross Dwelly is going to be their starter. So, yeah, there's no Lions tight ends. Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. He's worth a first and a second at least. But much more than that, probably not. He's not that playoff Jordan Love we saw from a couple years ago where he smashed the Dallas Cowboys and then almost went into San Francisco and took out the 49ers. He's not that same player right now. I want to see him get back to that level, but I'm not paying two first for Jordan Love. First and second, yes. Josh Jacobs. Let's take a look at the Packers schedule the rest of the way, too. So, obviously, Detroit here. Chicago on the road. Chicago has gotten beat up lately, especially at their linebacker spot for injuries. So, that is a good matchup. At Denver, that's how you're probably going to beat Denver is running the ball. So, that's not a bad matchup. At Chicago, again, love that. And then Baltimore. Baltimore's a tougher matchup. But hasn't been like as tough as it has been in the past. So yeah, Jacobs has a good schedule going forward. I'd be willing to pay a first and probably a second for Josh Jacobs the rest of the way. Wide receivers. There's nobody. There's not one wide receiver there that is worth a first for me, wide receiver wise. And then tight ends. Yeah, none of the tight ends are worth anything for a first. Minnesota Vikings. Let's go there. Obviously, none of the quarterbacks are worth the first. I'm not trading it first for J.J. McCarthy. There ain't a chance in hell. Aaron Jones, I can't trade a first for Aaron Jones. I mean, he's been playing okay, but the rest of the season here for them, they get at Seattle, no thanks. Washington at home, good matchup. At Dallas, middle of the road. At the Giants, solid matchup. And then Detroit at home to end the season. But I'm not getting up a first for Aaron Jones. A second and a third, sure. Justin Jefferson, obviously he's worth multiple firsts. He's probably worth two firsts and a second still. Jordan Addison, that's an interesting one. I can't trust him with the quarterback play. I think he's worth a first, but I'm not going to pay that if I'm spending my first, I want it to be a guy I'm counting on the rest of the season that I can throw into my lineup. I know he's going to produce for me every single week, and that's not Jordan Addison right now. TJ Hockenson, that's same boat. He's not worth the first right now. He is not producing like he has in the past. So, and that has a lot to do with the quarterback position. It's not necessarily his fault. Okay, let's go over to the Atlanta Falcons now. You're not paying a first for Kirk Cousins. Bijan, right up there with Gibbs. Two first and a second. Like he's worth almost the three first price there. Like I just have a hard time paying three first for a non quarterback. So yeah, for Bijan, he's like him and Gibbs are the max. Two first and a second, two first and a solid player. You know, that's probably where my Bijan price is. Drake London absolutely is worth a first. When am I getting him back, though? He might not play the rest of the season. I don't know. But he's worth the first. He's worth the first. He's probably worth two firsts, to be honest with you. Am I paying that right now, though? No. And then Kyle Pitts, he's not worth a first. He's just not. Carolina Panthers, another team that's does not have a lot of guys worth a first. Bryce Young, I'm not paying it. I ain't paying a first for Bryce Young. No way. Rico Dowdle? No. He's worth a second. I'm not paying a first. Tet McMillan? That's a guy I'd pay first for. First and a second, I would pay for Tet. But more than that, probably not. Tight end? Yeah, no thanks on the tight ends either. Let's look at Carolina's schedule this year. I haven't seen theirs. So let's see. So they get the Rams this week. Tough matchup at home. Then it's their bye. They're one of the teams with the dreaded Week 14 bye. Then they're at New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Seattle. So it's not a terrible matchup outside of Seattle. So, yeah, Tech could be somebody you could use the rest of the season. New Orleans Saints. Quarterback, Tyler Shuck. Not worth a first for me right now. He's just He's just not. Alvin Kamara, definitely not worth the first. Devin Neal's not worth the first. Chris Olave, I think he's worth the first. And that's, you know, I talked about the Stephon Diggs and the DK Metcalfs earlier about, you know, their target shares. Chris Olave is right up there with, like, Jaylen Waddle for me. Like, a first and a second, because he's getting all of the targets. He is getting hyper-targeted every single week. You know, 10-plus targets like he should be. And, yeah, Chris Olave, I would definitely play a first and a second for. Juwan Johnson has been very, very, very solid, especially since they cut players, traded players, players have gotten hurt. Juwan Johnson, the rest of the season, I think is going to be right up there with the Zach Ertz. I would pay the second for him, but I'm not paying the first for him. But Juwan Johnson, definitely somebody I could see winning people a lot of fantasy championships this year. So if he is available in your league, that was a guy I would go get. Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield's definitely worth more than a first. He's worth a first and a second. Hopefully this injury is just a one-week thing, and we'll see. Next up would be Bucky Irving. I think he's worth a first, but that's probably where I'm stopping right now. Just because you don't know the injuries on them or on Bucky. You don't know how he's going to come back here. So I'd be willing to give up the first for him, but that's probably about it. You know, first and a third, I think I could stomach that. Wide receivers, Emeka Buka, he's worth two first. Chris Godwin, no. Tez Johnson, no. Mike Evans, no. Not paying first for those guys. K. Dotton, I'm not paying a first for. Tampa Bay schedule, though, the rest of the way. Let's look at that. So Arizona this week at home, prime matchup. New Orleans at home, sexy matchup. Atlanta at home, sexy matchup. At Carolina, at Miami. Yeah, Tampa Bay has a nice schedule the rest of the way. So do with that what you will. All right, last division here, guys. NFC West. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett for the Arizona Cardinals, not worth the first, but he's playing damn good, man. If that's a guy where you need an upgrade at your quarterback two, or in your best ball leagues, you need another solid option, that's a guy I would definitely target. None of the running backs are worth the first, even with Trey Benson coming back. I'm not paying a first for Trey Benson. Marvin Harrison Jr., I would pay the first for, but that's probably it, guys. He's not the generational talent we all thought he was going to be. I'll be the first to admit it. I was drinking that Kool-Aid for a long, long time on Marvin Harrison Jr. He is just, he's not fast enough to be the CeeDee Lamb, a Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. He's just not fast enough. Simple. None of the other receivers. Trey McBride. Holy shit, is he a fucking player, man. He might be one of the tight ends. That's him, Bowers. You could talk about two firsts. I would feel more comfortable with a first and a second. But if you had to press the trigger on a first and a second, say it's a 2-point tight end premium league, I press the button on that one. I give up the 2 seconds for Trey McBride. He's worth it. LA Rams. Let's take a look at their schedule the rest of the year, too. LA Rams. So they get at Carolina this week. I like that matchup. At Arizona, good matchup. Detroit at home, solid matchup. At Seattle, week 16, that can be tough. And then at Atlanta, so hopefully you can survive that Seattle game. But pretty solid matchups here for Stafford and the Rams here. So Stafford, I would pay the single 26 first for Stafford the rest of the season. Now, could the Rams go off and win the Super Bowl this year and Matt Stafford retires? That is definitely in the cards, and you'd be out of a quarterback and out of your first-round pick. So there is some risk here with taking on Matt Stafford, but I think going forward the rest of the season, Matt Stafford's a guy who could win you a fantasy championship. So if you are willing to roll the dice that Stafford's going to do that for you and you're going to win your championship and he goes off and retires and you're okay with not having your first and not having that player represented on your team anymore, then do it. But it is a risky proposition there for you. If you could do 2 seconds, I would feel more comfortable with that. Kyren Williams hasn't been smashing like he has in the years past, but I'd still pay the single first for Kyren, but that's it. I'm not going much more than that. Puka, he's worth the two first, you know, two first and a second easy, just like we talked about with Chase and Lamb. Davante Adams, definitely worth the 26 first. I would be willing to do a 26 first and a third for Davante Adams for him to smash on my team the rest of the season. And none of the tight ends are worth a first. Two teams left here, San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy. I put him in the first and second category. I'd be willing to pay that for him. Christian McCaffrey, he's worth a first and a second for the rest of the season. He's been absolutely smashing. Let's take a look at their schedule. So they do have the Week 14 bye, unfortunately. So they have Cleveland this week, tougher matchup, but I'm still trusting McCaffrey. Bye. Then here's their fantasy schedule. Tennessee at home. Holy shit, McCaffrey might put up 40. At Indy. Indoors, so I like that part of it. And I think they can get Indy. Like, I don't think that's a terrible matchup for them. And then Chicago at home to end the year. And I talked about Chicago's woes with their injuries right now. That's a really good schedule there for McCaffrey. So, yeah, McCaffrey I would definitely sign up for. The receivers. Man, I mean, Pearsall has just been inconsistent since he's come back. I don't know if he's going to be right. That's not a guy I want to smash first for. 2 seconds, I would take the shot, but I'm not doing a first. Juwan Jennings, it's kind of the same thing. I think he's just too inconsistent for me. I'd give up 2 seconds, but that's about it. George Kittle, I'd pay the first for him. I'd definitely pay the first for George Kittle, but that's probably about it. I'm not going much more than that for George Kittle. Last team here, Seattle Seahawks. Let's look at their schedule to end the season here. So they get Minnesota this week at home. I go with Max Brosmer. They should fucking annihilate them. At Atlanta with Kirk Cousins, Seattle should smoke them. Indianapolis at home to open the fantasy playoffs. Really good matchup there for the Cardinals or for the Hawks. I like that. Then the Rams at home. That's going to be a back and forth battle there. And then at Carolina to end the season. So pretty, you know, mediocre schedule there for the Hawks to end the season. Sam Darnold, definitely worth a first for me right now. He's worth a first and a second. He's right up there with the Daniel Joneses that I talked about earlier. CJ Stroud, he's in that category now. Ken Walker, Charbonnet, too inconsistent for me. I'm not paying the first for that guy. No. 2 seconds, okay, but I'm not paying two firsts for Ken Walker or a single first for Ken Walker. I'm sorry. Wide receiver, JSN, he's up there with CD and Jefferson. Two first and a second, easy. None of the other receivers. And then AJ Barner, no, I'm not going to pay the first for him the rest of the season. So that's going to wrap it up, guys. I just wanted to do this quick little episode, solo episode for you guys. Something easy, something digestible, something for you to think about. I wanted to make this an episode where you think about it with your rosters the rest of the way. You can look at them and say, okay, I need this, I need that on my team, or I have this player, what can I get for him? I think this is a good exercise to go through every single team, tell you who's worth the first, who's not, and go from there. Like, I think, you know, I don't need to tell you the seconds and thirds, like, oh, this guy's worth a second, this guy's worth a third. I think you guys are smart enough to figure that out. But I think the more consequential ones are your first. Like, I still have my 26 first. What do I do with it? 27 first. Let's talk about that before we wrap it up. I love, love, love the 2027 draft class that is coming in. There are a ton of quarterbacks, a ton of wide receivers. The running backs aren't going to be pretty solid too. I don't know much about the tight ends from that class yet, but I know the quarterbacks are going to be damn fucking good. I know the wide receivers are going to be damn good. And there's going to be some good running backs in that class too. 2027 first, I want to hold on to as much as possible unless I know I am getting the hammer of all hammers. I'm getting Puka. I'm getting Lamb. I'm getting Chase. You know, I'm getting one of those super, super stud players. That's the only way I'm moving these 27 first. Otherwise, I'm holding on to them. I'm trying to trade my guys for the 27 first if I can. I know it's hard to do. People have caught on. People listen to my show. They listen to other people's shows. And they know how good the 27 class is coming. Like, it's not a secret anymore, guys, unfortunately. I want as many 27 picks as I can. Even the second round is going to be fucking great. I bet you some of the third rounds are going to be great picks, too. I want as many 27 picks as I can. So if I'm selling off some of these pieces, always, always, always try to get the 2027 picks. That's just my number one rule right now. I want 2027 picks. Oh, you want my Tyrod Taylor for the rest of the season? 27-3rd. Easy. 27-3rd, easy. Oh, you want you want my Kirk Cousins the rest of the year? 27-3rd. I don't want your 26-3rd. Fuck it. I don't want it. So yeah, that's something for you guys to think about too when you're doing this. Like 27 picks in general. I want them. I want them all. I want to collect them like I'm fucking Thanos. So, but yeah, this is a good exercise to kind of think about your teams, think about what you need the rest of the season, and make the plays and the trades that you need to make to make a fantasy championship run here. So hopefully this helped you guys. Please, hey, reach out to me on social media at Eric Vanek NFL. Let me know some of the trades you guys make. I'd love to see some of your guys' trades and stuff. So appreciate it. One more thing before we do get out of here. With Black Friday tomorrow, certified SH.IT. Make sure you guys go there if you're going to go on Fanatics and you're going to buy some gear this weekend for a family member or for yourself. You're going to buy an NFL jersey. You're going to go buy some of these new, I forgot what the hell they're called, but they're new, the new jerseys this year that some of the NFL teams are having, the new alternate jerseys. NBA's going on right now. You got MLB, you got WWE stuff. NHL's going on right now. NASCAR, F1, all kinds of stuff on there right now. And they're having sales, man. Obviously, the Black Friday deals, you're going to be able to get 50% off and all that. But if you just use our code, our URL, certifiedsh.it, type that into your web browser, type it into your Safari on your iPhone, whatever it is, whatever web browser you're using, just type that in. It's just going to take you right to the Fanatics website, and it is going to let you still use their codes if they have the 50% off code or free shipping code, whatever code it has. It just basically helps us out. That shows, hey, Fanatics, this listener, this person who is buying gear from you came from us, and it gives us like a little tip in the tip jar basically, and shows them, hey, that, you know, our listeners are buying stuff from Fanatics, and it'll help us here in the future. We'll be able to get you guys more giveaway stuff that Adam's been doing on the AMA with Mike, and we'll have our own codes to give you guys if you guys want a South Harmon code to use, and it gets you 30% off of your purchase. Like, we're going to be able to do that kind of stuff here in the future with Fanatics, and they've been very happy with our numbers so far, just to be blunt with you guys. And I think that's going to happen here in the near future. We'll be able to get some codes, some affiliate codes to give you guys to buy gear, which is awesome. You see Adam every week on the AMA. He's got a new jersey, man. Like, he's got the Black Gibbs jersey. He's got a Roma Dunze jersey. He's got, Malik Nabers jersey. He's got it all, man. So, really cool stuff. So appreciate you guys if you check that out. Certified SH.IT. Make sure you guys type that in your browser and go buy your Fanatics gear there. Appreciate everybody for tapping in. Thankful for all my listeners, for all you guys all season long. You guys have been awesome to interact with in the Discords and anywhere else. Appreciate all of you guys. Just enjoy your time with your families today. Enjoy the football games, obviously. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the times with your family, man. Like, nothing's promised tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here with stuff, but hey, nothing's promised tomorrow. So things happen in life, just enjoy the stuff with your family, the time with your family, the food, the memories, all that good stuff, man. Just appreciate all of that. So, and I appreciate all my listeners, all of you guys that listen in to this every week. Really, really appreciate you guys. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this week of America's Game. We will be back next week for episode 122. We'll see you guys later.